Welcome to this PMG recording with the Institute for Public Management and Governance at the Vienna University of Economics and Business. We give in these recordings a short and practical insight in some of our research topics. My name is Jürgen Willems, and the topic of this recording is stereotypes in and about the public sector. In this recording, we talk with Katharina Dinhof, as she conducted several studies by now on public sector stereotypes. Welcome, Katharina. Thank you for sharing your thoughts today.
Hello. Thank you for having me and the interest in my research.
Katharina, what are stereotypes and what are stereotypes in the public sector context?
To properly answer this question, I should first explain what stereotypes are. Shortly speaking, stereotypes are beliefs about how a certain social group looks like, how they behave, and these stereotypes can be positive or negative, but they're always generalizing. Generalizing and categorizing the social environment around us serves as an important mechanism to make efficient decisions with limited available information. An example would be when we take a walk and on the other side of the street we see someone with a big white helmet and wearing a white, red or dark blue uniform, we assume that this is a firefighter. Based on a few visual cues we have, we categorize this person as a firefighter, and we might ask that person immediately for help in case an accident happens or when we see a fire. Based on the assumptions we make about firefighters in general, we assume that this particular person will be competent to help us. However, we might also assume that the person is a man, because the profession of firefighters is still dominantly associated with men. This might also trigger other associations then. In fact, some people might be surprised when they realize the firefighter is a woman, and they might adjust their behavior and expectations to that. So we categorize individuals based on particular pieces of information, and our brain fills in the blanks. This is an efficient way of making decisions in our daily social interactions. However, we might also make assumptions on individuals that are not always fully accurate. We can categorize, for example, based on someone's gender, age, ethnicity, or an occupation he or she holds, and automatically ascribe how they look like, which traits they possess, how they behave. And public sector stereotypes, for example, are thus beliefs and expectations that people hold about the category of people that work in the public sector. That also involves police officers, diplomats, or nurses.
Thank you. And why is it then relevant to study stereotypes in the public sector?
It is relevant to study them in the public sector because stereotypes influence how we perceive others and also how we react to them. We can either react positively to others or negatively. For example, we can be prejudiced against a certain group, which means that we attribute negative behaviors or traits to them and devalue them. This might also be visible in how we interact with people in that group. During a public service encounter, for example, citizens may have stereotypes about public servants. For example, thinking that they're lazy, that they like to take a very long lunch break and take forever to process a request. And if clients have this image, they go into a certain service delivery very differently. Maybe they feel annoyed, maybe they want to be less cooperative. The same accounts for the other side. If public servants have negative stereotypes towards a certain group of citizens, for example, migrants from a certain country, they might deny service, discriminate, be less responsive, etc. So stereotypes are relevant to research everywhere where people interact with each other, especially in scenarios where decisions have serious consequences for people. So I would say it's about time to research it in the specific public sector context.
Thank you. When we interact with a person and stereotypes come to mind, what should we do?
So first, stereotypes exist for a reason. I already described it before, that they're quite important to navigate through a complex world. But especially when they're negative, we have to be careful that they don't transform into prejudice towards a group. Therefore, we should reflect upon stereotypes when we are aware of them and don't act upon it when it could lead to negative consequences for me or the other person. Thus, the following techniques can be used. So a very easy and intuitive way to question stereotypes is changing the perspective. That means that one can try putting him or herself in the other person's shoes, practicing empathy and really understanding why one behaves like that. Is the other person stressed? Has he or she made bad experiences in similar situations? And is he or she thus more introverted or less responsive here? Another possibility is thinking of counter-stereotypes. This means that you can actively think of a positive image of a social group, stories or certain role models. And this one can be tricky because media fosters or even endorses particular stories of images of social groups like refugees or the occupational group of public servants. But it's still worth a try. And this can be paired with a thinking exercise where one actively considers the opposite of what is associated with a person. Instead of thinking he or she is lazy, what if we think he or she is very motivated? And another example would be to actively think about a policewoman, because women are not the norm and underrepresented in the police. So we might ask ourselves, how does she look like? What is her strength? Really imagining it. How does her daily business look like? How does she interact with people?
Thank you. And what does this all mean for public organizations?
Public organizations should actively address stereotypes, namely stereotypes that come up towards clients and how the organization and its employees could tackle harmful stereotypes, but also stereotypes towards their own employees or sectoral stereotypes. Here also, organizations can take on the position to reduce the impact that stereotypes have on its employees, because they cannot change it, but they can change the impact it has on their employees. And supervisors or managers should address such topics in terms of employees who feel like they're stereotyped or even harassed by other employees or clients because of stereotypes, but also employees who actively stereotype or even discriminate towards clients, for example. And after acknowledging and sharing experiences, strategies to disempower negative stereotypes can be created. Acknowledging is always a good first step in my opinion.
Thank you, Katharina, for these interesting insights from your research.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.